Fandom Family Chats. We are excited to talk about The Resident again. And I'm your host, Maureen. We are joined with Tiffany.
Hello.
And Jeanette.
Hello.
And Shelby.
Hi.
And we are talking episode 6. So this is our first episode where we are fully immersed in the time jump. No more 3 years ago or current day. This is 3 years in the future. So what did you guys think of this episode?
Oh, I really liked it. I think I'm going to enjoy like the 3 years in the future.
Oh. Things have kind of gotten... Curious what we missed. They didn't give us a whole lot in this episode.
I know. I guess they'll, I mean, hopefully they'll give us little flashes or like stuff like back, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, we definitely missed a lot because I mean, like all these relationships have formed like fully and, you know, we didn't get to see any of it. So that's, I don't know. That's a little bit of a bummer, I think.
I think that was my biggest problem with this episode is because of that, they wrote the script to tell you everything instead of show you everything. So every time they talked about something that had happened in the past, it just felt like so stilted and just unnatural because they were just telling you what happened rather than showing you what happened. And I didn't like that aspect of it. I mean, it was still a fun episode to watch. I still enjoyed watching and I enjoyed seeing the different aspects of them, but it felt like it was still a transitional episode. It felt like we were starting right off in the beginning of the season again, because technically we are. I mean, we had our seasonal burn, then we had the break. Now we're starting over again in a time jump. So it is a transitional episode. And so it just felt very, very stilted, very short, very, hey, we have to tell you everything so you know what's going on, but we're not going to show you anything. And I didn't like that aspect of it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of anxious to see what happened between Belle and AJ because they were kind of hostile to each other. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it was more than just like the friendly competition.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I think because AJ got real cocky over like, I don't know, I guess his book deal and everything else, which I don't know that I like that because he's always been kind of arrogant, but like he seemed.
He's earned before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was earned because of how good he was at his job. It wasn't earned because he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I think too, it seemed to me like that was part of the problem is maybe he wasn't getting any more offers to do things. He wasn't the popular guy anymore. His TV show is non-existent anymore. His vitamin line non-existent anymore. Did we ever get a resolution to that, by the way?
Nope. I think COVID just kind of shut all that down. I mean, we just didn't hear any more about it.
And I think it's hard for Belle to see other surgeons who have less experience than him to be getting these offers, because I don't think it was just that AJ's like, yeah, I'm going to write a book. I think he was approached to write a book, and Belle's not getting approached anymore, where he was getting approached by people all the time before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He even said in the episode. What?
He has a TV show.
He did. Mm-hmm. He doesn't anymore. That was my understanding from that little thing they had in the scan room when Belle's like, I don't feel the need to validate my skills from outside sources. Right. And AJ said something like, says the man who had a book deal, a TV show, and a vitamin line.
Yeah.
But he said had. So I don't think that's a valid thing anymore. But I think he even said at one point, I want to be considered for the cheapest surgery because I need to show these young bucks who's really boss or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that seemed to be all it was from Belle's point. But AJ needs to be explained, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's one that would be easy to explain to show. Because, I mean, now his hair is different. He's got that extreme part on the side of his head.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be that hard. I mean, it was just filmed a couple months ago where he didn't look like that. So just jump back and show him in the process.
Yeah.
Everyone looks super handsome in the time jump, too.
I was just going to say that.
Absolutely.
My one complaint about how people look is the only complaint I'll make. I don't like Devin's hair in his face all the time. Because he's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's beautiful. I don't want his hair in his face. I want to see his face.
Yeah. I like it That's longer, true. But yes. I wish it was pushed back. I do exactly. like the longer look. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe I don't care. He looks good either way.
But maybe they were doing that because they were really hammering home the point that you never leave this hospital. You're home, you're always working, and he did look, it does look, what it looks like is he doesn't have time to take care of himself is what it looks like.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they did it that way.
Maybe.
I do want to say something. The one thing I was really surprised at is that Devin and Leela aren't married, because like a lot of times in TV shows, like the Indian culture, like people, like once you have like a good relationship, like they're pushing you to like get married like as soon as possible.
No, I thought the fact that
4 years has passed, or however long it's passed, I was a little surprised by that.
That crossed my mind too, because I mean, that is typically their culture, that, you know, they want them to get married, and especially they're both Indian, so I'm sure their parents are very happy with the choices that they've made in each other. You know, I don't know.
That's probably why they haven't gotten married.
Maybe they're just not pressing the issue. Yeah.
But I mean, in typical marriages in that culture too, it's a lot of wives not earning the same as the husband, or wives not having the same position. That's not the case here.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, she's a surgeon. She's very well probably going to make more eventually, you know? So.
Gigi though, that kid is flipping cute.
The cutest. I'm really happy with her. And oh my God, I mean, Father Conrad, I mean, I didn't think I could like be into him more. No. He's like,
right?
Somebody gave him a diaper bag. I just want to see him hold a diaper bag.
Well, she doesn't need it anymore, unfortunately.
A toy bag then.
One of those backpacks that just goes across you, like those little, you know, you take to the amusement park and stuff.
Exactly.
We need to see him at the zoo with her, you know, looking at animals. How cute would that be?
I think too, that dinner that they had was so sweet. Cause like I thought he was gonna take her out to a nice restaurant, is what I was thinking. Yeah. Obviously, that's what they wanted us to think. But then his French accent is laughable.
It's sweet,
which
though.
Just makes it so much more endearing.
Yeah.
But that he served her grape juice and he gave her ice cream with her spaghetti, like,
he's the best.
I love you.
I know. Yeah.
What did you guys think about him starting the whole private practice thing? Were you guys surprised by that?
I'm surprised at how he's doing it.
Yeah. I think he'll be back before long. I think he'll be back. I don't know.
He seems like it's just where he's supposed to be. Like he really missed it.
Yeah.
You know, he said, what he said to Gigi, it was the best day he's had in a long time.
Exactly. I mean, like if you watched him when he was at that like house call for that one guy versus when he's at the hospital, like trying to figure that out with Devin. I mean, it was a totally different demeanor that he had. Mm-hmm. I mean, he belongs there. He'll be back.
I don't know that he belongs at the hospital. I think he belongs in that type of, because right now he's just being paid by rich people to go to their houses.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm surprised that's how he's running his private practice as a concierge doctor. I'm surprised he didn't open up his own private practice with an office where people come to him as a doctor, because there's diagnostics involved there.
Yeah.
I mean, my doctor, I go to his office building. He has his own private practice. He's done at 6 and he's all done for the day, but he still has to figure out what's going on with me. And there's still tests he's got to run. There's still things he's got to figure out. And Conrad's not doing that. Conrad is just going to people's houses and checking on them.
So what'd you all think about Kit choosing Billy? As a lot of people in the group like were really upset about this when I posted something.
Really?
Like they were like, really? No, I love Billy. I thought she'll be great at it.
I'm sorry. During that surgery, did they think anyone else was capable during that surgery?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like the other guys were like, the way they acted, they don't deserve to be chief of surgery right now. Mm.
I wouldn't have chosen either of them.
No. And one, Belle has done it before and had a bad reputation. Two, AJ has been there for how long, and he's hasn't ever gone for it before. But I mean, he's selective, and you know, Billy has grassroots experience. So why wouldn't you choose her? I think she was the one that made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, prior to the time jump, the way that AJ was, I would have been like, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like he'd be good. But this new AJ, no. And I mean, Billy is, she's tough, but she's unemotional enough, I think, to make decisions that needs to be, but she's, you know, persistent when she has to be. So like there's like I even said this, I think, in on the group that like when we look back at how she handled like Nick's death, proves it, because I mean this is her childhood best friend, and she was still able to keep a cool head. She was able to make rational decisions in that sort of moment. So I think she's gonna be perfect. She's probably less experienced than the other ones, you know, and that may be a problem, but
does she though?
Well, I mean, she's definitely probably younger. I mean, I think she's been in the practice less time than they have. I mean, but that doesn't mean
she was doing it where she was.
Well,
what, yeah. Shelby?
I'm pretty sure she is under Conrad's class because Conrad was teaching her and then she did something Conrad's watch and then Conrad got in trouble for it and then she ended up getting fired too or something like that.
The patient died. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was like Conrad's resident or like whatever you want to call it. But I honestly think that Kit, like, I think, like, maybe not in, like, the audience's eyes, but, like, as far as, like, maybe, like, in the hospital, she might have gotten more of a bad reputation if she put Belle on as chief again, because, one, he already was, and, two, like, he's sleeping with her, so, like, you only picked him because
he's
your guy.
And when has Kit's instinct ever been wrong?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If she trusts her, then I trust her.
Mm-hmm. That was another thing between Kit and Belle. I just was really unhappy with how they played that out. I mean, I'm glad they're together. I'm glad they're living together, but it was very, like, even with the phone call, are you calling me because my stuff is on your side of the closet again? That's not why you're calling. Why are you calling? Like, what? Could you maybe show us them walking out of their closet in the stuff? Is it like, what? You're saying things that are unnecessary to the show to tell us what's happening. And that bugged me. Like, they could have had this conversation in their house in a closet.
I almost wonder if it's either, like, one of the actors that doesn't want to be in, like, a romantic relationship on the show, because it's almost like they are purposely not showing us any sort of actual romance between the two of them. They're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they barely touch each other. Like, it's, I don't know, it seems awkward to me.
Well, I mean, where we left off was the buildup. We never really, where we left off, they weren't in a relationship yet. They were massage, she would massage him. They would, like, be close in that way. But I think that that was, I think that that they were touching a little bit before, just in really mild capacities. And maybe that could be right. I mean, maybe they don't want to betray something else. I don't know. But I feel like if that's the way it is, it's a real detriment. And as actors, you kind of have to play it through. You have to get the audience on board. You have to get the audience believing, because right now I don't believe it. I did before the time jump. Right now I don't.
It just seems strange because, I mean, like, we obviously saw, you know, AJ and Padma, which is our new couple. We saw actual, like, stuff happening with them. And then we got plenty of action from Devin and Leela, which, not complaining about, really enjoyed it. But I mean, like, we got nothing. I mean, like, did they even, like, hold hands? Did they even do anything?
They kissed.
Like, but it was like a small, I don't know. It's become weird. At first I thought it was just cute and, like, a slow burn, but now it bothers me a little.
Yeah. It seemed like before they were leading up to the relationship, it kind of feels like we're still leading up to the relationship.
So I think, like, with Kit and Belle, I think that I don't know if it's because, I hope, I really, really, really hope that some of this is, because that would be stupid, because so many people wanted the Kit and Belle relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Leela and Devin, Padma and AJ are the young, new it couples.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if part of them wrote the script because they don't want them to take the it couple off of the it couple now. Because now Nick's not there, it's Devin and Leela.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's room for, I don't know.
There is.
There's room for all of it.
I agree. That's why I really hope that's not why they wrote it that way, because it's just, it's really, it's not like before. It was smooth and it was effortless and it was inviting you in, and now it's very stilted and it's very, I don't know. It doesn't feel like there's any real emotion. It feels like they're just reading dialogue.
Yeah, it really did. Hopefully that was just the first episode getting us introduced into everyone's new lives, and it'll feel a little more comfortable next week.
Yeah. I honestly think that's a big reason for me why it felt like such a transitional episode. Was that relationship in particular.
Yeah, I agree.
But even, like, when AJ was in bed with Padma, and we don't see her face first. We see her reading the magazine with him on the cover first.
Yeah.
Even the way he was in bed, like, I just wanted to slap him.
Yeah.
I used to like AJ. Like, he was so smooth, and he was a compassionate guy. Now he just seems... he seems not necessarily arrogant, he seems egotistical.
Yeah.
Way worse. And it's just like, oh, what happened to you, man? And you suck now.
Yeah, I didn't care for it at all.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't stick around.
Maybe Billy will knock some, maybe Billy, because when she got the position and he and Belle were in their office or some one of their offices, I'm like, we didn't need that. We have too many other things to do. We didn't need that promotion. Maybe that'll humble him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And let him see that, hey, what you are right now is not okay.
What did you all think of Padma? I mean, at first I was like, okay, but then by the end I was like, okay, I kind of like her. I think she would be fun to have on the show.
I like her. I think she's going to be a fun addition. I hope they keep her around.
Mm-hmm. A little spice. That scene where I laughed so hard when Devin was like, I don't know how you all are twins. She's so like fun and spontaneous. And he looks at Lily's like, and you're the love of my life. And I was like, good save. But it was really funny.
I like how they're complete opposites.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Maybe she'll like, because that's my only thing. Like Leela is sometimes kind of like rigid. Mm-hmm. So maybe Padma be in there, I'll just loosen her up just a little, you know.
Can I just say, seeing them side by side in this episode, I am even more proud that I caught on to the fact that wasn't Leela.
They look
so much like side by side.
They definitely look like twins. I mean,
I paused it a couple times to try to figure out like what difference I saw, and like it was really, really difficult to figure it out. I mean,
that was a good catch. Like,
I know.
Because
I was
even
really, really impressed with myself.
Even in, I got the impression that even when they showed the scene of her waking up in bed with AJ, they were still, because they weren't using names, they were still sort of trying to make you think that it was Leela. Mm-hmm. By then, absolutely. I was like, no, that's not her. We already solved this mystery. We're good.
Yeah. And you see that they were trying, because that's not the resident's thing, though. They don't usually try to trick you like that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And so I think that bugged me too. But it didn't have any effect on the show or how it did. Just the preview itself was like, really, don't, that's a cheap gimmick, don't do that. But again, we talked about how they could do that because it was actually time jump and they aren't usually able to do that, so maybe that's why it happened. Mm-hmm. But even with Belle and Kit, and you saw him go up to her saying, I'm seeing someone now, like, okay, so you were saying that right to Kit.
Yeah, they did try and trick us quite a bit with that preview.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rude.
And so I think with Conrad, I think we're right in that he's not going to stay in the concierge position because mm-hmm. I think he was just looking for the fastest, easiest way to be able to not be a slave to the hospital and instead be a father to Gigi.
Yeah.
And that was what provided it. It gave him the money he needed to be able to be free to be with Gigi. But I think that he's going to come back in a consulting capacity. We see the preview for next week where Devin approaches him and he's asking for advice about Trevor because Trevor's breaking all the rules and Conrad comes in and solves it. So I think that he'll be hired on as more of a consultant, or maybe this will incite him to start his own practice in an actual office building where he can keep office hours and still treat and diagnose.
Yeah. I want him at the hospital though.
I think, well, they do have office or doctor's offices inside the hospital. Our hospital does. And I know that they do at Chastain too.
I want him right in the thick of all of it. I don't know, that's difficult.
If his office is in the hospital, he will be in the thick of it. I mean, he can't.
Maybe it's hard for him to be there, though, you know, after losing Nick at that hospital.
Maybe now it's been enough time, and maybe he's realized after being here on this episode that he can do it again.
I hope so.
That is another line, too, that really bugged me and really drives home the point of their telling, not showing, throughout this whole episode, is Devin looks at him, and this is a 3-year time jump, and Devin looks at him and says, you and Nick are missed every day. It's been 3 years. Are you still telling him that you think about his wife every day?
Yeah. That's... Like,
so it was them trying to connect this episode to before the time jump. But you don't do that by telling, because that's boring.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut this part out. But I told Tassel, I hear really good things about the episode. And then he's going to, when he watches this, it's just going to be ripping into it. So I really enjoyed the episode. I liked it. Maybe it's because it had to be, because this is basically a season opener
mm-hmm.
for all intents and purposes. What,
it's almost like a filler to just get us to like, but I
be there.
I think I'm going to enjoy like mm-hmm. all of it coming forward. So I think it's just, this episode is just a filler of trying to catch us all up to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, those just aren't as fun to watch as when you're in the middle of the season.
that's
which true. Technically we are, but we're starting can over.
I want to make a quick shout out to Dr. Nolan. He was not in this episode, but did you hear Padma come in and she was talking about something that he said, and it was just so funny because I was like, that sounds like Dr. Nolan. And I really, really like it. In the last few episodes, I'm like, oh my gosh, why can't he be in this more? Because he would bring so much to this show.
I know we were joking about it on the interview and when he came up with this idea. I really want to see an episode where he's locked in the security room and he's just narrating the CCTV footage. I really, really want that episode. Yeah, that would be so brilliant and so funny. And that could have been like a Halloween episode. It really could have. Mm-hmm. I think they really missed an opportunity there. I mean, that would be so hilarious.
I mean, he needs
to take that to the writer's room.
Yes.
Yeah. He just brings like a little bit of humor that we don't get. I mean, and I'm not saying I love the other characters, but sometimes mm-hmm. they're a little dry and like.
Yeah. We like, need we the levity sometimes.
Yeah. And Dr. Feldman are the ones that bring it. And that's what we need.
I was just going to say what I would like to have happen is they're paging Dr. Nolan and Irving's like, I'll get it. I'll go find him. And then he finds him in the security room, but the door shuts behind him. So they're both locked in there. And I think that would be fantastic.
Oh my gosh, that'd be great.
Irving would get so annoyed with him so fast.
Yeah.
And it would be phenomenal. I really think that would be a really good, like, I'm not even kidding. I think that would be a fantastic episode.
Yeah. It would.
I was hoping to get a little more Irving Jessica, because this is like, we see Jessica again. And I like when Jessica's on there too. Yeah. I was hoping to see a little more with them too.
Well, it's been 3 years. I mean, it would be nice if like they were moving on with their relationship and
what's
like,
up with them?
Starting a family or something, you know?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I miss Irving and Jessica. What was it? Season 2? We got so much of them.
Yeah.
Now it's like nothing. Mm-hmm. What happened?
I agree.
I hope they don't add any more characters without focusing on the ones that are there now that they've made us fall in love with over the past 5 years.
Yeah. Well, because we know we're getting at least one more ER doctor, which is probably going to be Conrad's love interest. I don't know when she shows up, but.
Like, I love Conrad.
Isn't Billy's son going to be on there too?
Is what? Yeah, Billy's as an intern. Mm-hmm. He's one of Devin's interns on his team.
I am excited to see Devin, like, with interns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that'll be fun.
I like that the one that he has a problem with is the one who's breaking all the rules.
Right? I thought that was funny. Which, I mean, that makes
sense. It's always been your problem, Devin.
Yeah, he's not a rule breaker.
But he did clarify, and he said he broke all the rules just to prove a point, and he impacted patient care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Devin draws the line, is if you're going to affect the patients, then no bueno.
Yeah.
Which is accurate. That should really be a stance.
Yeah.
But I just like that it's Conrad who's got to go in there and be like, hey, don't break rules.
Right.
Really, really excited for that conversation. But as much as, I mean, you guys know that I love me some Conrad. I prefer Conrad to Logan even, which I didn't think that would ever, ever happen. I thought Logan would always be my dude. And then I met Tim Riggins and nothing compares to that. But I thought for sure that there's no other character Matt Zucker could play that could top Logan Huntsberger. And then he did it with Conrad Hawkins because his character is so much more dynamic. You have so many other aspects to him. Not that Logan wasn't great, because he was.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I love Conrad, I would rather focus on the love interest that we've already been building up than focus on a new one for him. And I know they're not going to do it because he's the lead. And that's how they think it has to be written. But I would prefer to see Irving and Jessica, or AJ and Padma, where that's going, or Devin and Leela. I prefer to focus on them and just see Conrad with Gigi than see Conrad with a new love interest. That's just my preference.
Mm-hmm.
I know they won't, interest. And I know they can't, but.
No, I want to see him with a love interest, so I'm on board.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with him being with a love interest and someone new, but I do definitely want to see all the others more.
I think there's room for all of them. And I mean, I know we always mention Grey's Anatomy to compare it. I know they're different shows, but they're the same genre, and they're able to focus on many characters at one time and build relationships with all of those people. So I definitely think it's possible to do it here and still, like, have a good show.
I do agree. I think it's possible, but I don't think the writers write the show that way.
I know.
I think these writers, if Conrad gets a love interest, he and this love interest are going to become the main focus again, like it was with him and Nick.
Get, I don't want him to push Devin and Leela aside, because I feel like that's really going somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's because Devin's my dude. So, I mean, Conrad is too, but
I wonder if they might switch focus a little bit more. I think, like, maybe Conrad being pulled out, and then because now Devin is the resident.
Yeah.
He's the resident. It's not a advisor. What is their title? RA is a dorm.
He should be attending by now, right?
I don't know. I think he's Conrad's position. What Conrad was when we started this series, I think, is what Devin is now.
Because it's been
only different capacity, because Devin has a team of interns, whereas Conrad was working one-on-one with interns.
I think he'd have to be an attending, because I mean, like, when he started the show, he was like his intern year, correct?
I don't remember. That's 4 years. He was training under Conrad, so I don't remember.
And then 3 more years, he'd have to be an attending by now.
Which was Conrad's position, right?
I don't know, was he? Or was he? I thought he was like chief resident.
He became later on. That was right before Logan Kim kicked him out.
Yeah, so resident comes before attending. Like you're an intern, and then you're 4 to 5 years as a resident, and then you're an attending.
I think that he might have Conrad's position that we started off with. Which would make sense, because we're starting essentially a new season in the middle of this current season. For him to pick up where Conrad began would make sense. And so maybe that's their indication of Conrad's going to pull back a little bit, and Devin might take the lead a little more, because the show is called The Resident. It's not called Conrad Hawkins.
Yeah.
I would like it to be the Conrad Hawkins show personally, but I mean, I think that they might focus on because even Corbin Burnson was saying that the show is called The Resident. What need do I have? Or what role do I fill now that my daughters are gone? I have no role on the show anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe that was his subtle hint that the show is about to change in a really big way.
Maybe.
But I mean, so like, I'm not opposed to Conrad having a love interest. I just don't want that to become the focus again.
Yeah.
Is my thing. And I don't think these writers know, they know what gold they have in Matt Zuckerie. They're very much aware of what he brings to this party. And I think that they are going to continue to focus on what brings the viewers in. And that tends to be Matt Zuckerie. But I think my issue there is, if you would give, now I say Manesh, but he says it differently. How does he pronounce his own name? It was in that, we shared a video with the tweets. How does he say
Manesh? I think he says
Manesh. Is that what he says? Because I felt so bad once I heard him say his name. I was like, oh crap, I thought I was doing so well with it.
That's okay, I think.
But if he was given more of a lead, I think they would see that he brings the same to the party that Matt Zuckerie does.
Absolutely.
I think he's just as dynamic. I mean, again, I love Misa Matt Zuckerie. He was one of my favorite actors until recently.
Still Taylor Kitsch.
but I think that Manish is really, really good at his job. Mm-hmm. And I think he is incredible at the nonverbal and the verbal, and he's got as much of the package as Matt Zuckerie does. And I think that was my only hesitation with Conrad getting love interest, is I don't want Devin and Leela to be pushed back all the way back again, to have Conrad take the lead in his romantic interest again and focus only on him.
I agree.
Because I mean, if we think about it, Devin had, what, do you have 3 relationships throughout the series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we didn't focus on them very much at all.
No.
Because it was Nick and Conrad.
Yeah.
Which I'm not complaining. I like that storyline, but what, Shelby?
I honestly, like, Grey's Anatomy focuses a lot on like the relationships of the doctors and not so much like the medical part of it. I like that this show focuses more on the medical part of it than like the sex and the on-call rooms. And like, it's nice to have like the storyline behind it too, with like the little bit of love interest, because I mean, I'm all for the drama, but I like that this is more like a medical base than
the drama. And I mean, the point of the relationship building and the point of connecting all these characters that way is because like when Devin was sick and Irving had to talk to that OD'd patient, it's like, excuse me, I've got a sick person over here that I care about. So, I mean, I get that. I think that's necessary to build up those characters and to connect them in that way, so we can be attached to them when they're sick, because the other characters are attached to them. So there is a necessity for that. But I do like that. I appreciate that the resident has found a balance between relationship and medical, because even with Nick and Conrad, that was the relationship at the forefront, but even that was sacrificed sometimes for the medical aspect.
Yeah.
I just really want to see more of the other, like, I really, I sound like a broken record, but I really do. And it's not just because we interviewed them. I really do want to see more of Dr. Felding.
No, because I want to see more.
And Dr. Nolan.
I want to see Nurse Hunley too. So
yes, I was so glad to see her come out of there today. Last night, the other night. Whatever it was. Tuesday, whatever. The last time it was on.
Also, Tasa was great in this episode. I don't know if you guys talked about that or not when I was off, but like.
Not much yet. We're waiting for you.
Thank you. Tasa, if you're listening, your biggest fan loved your performance. Thank you.
It was all for you, Shelby. He thought, I gotta make Shelby proud.
That was before he even met me, so I'm already in his mindset.
I do agree with that, though. I loved seeing him in this, and I like that they kept pulling him in fun ways. Like when Devin and Conrad were in the lounge where the lockers were, he comes in with the test results. Forgot how fun you two are together. He said a couple of two things. Like, I just like that whenever he enters the room, like, and I know we've talked about this too, our eyes automatically go to wherever Irving is and wherever Hogan is, or Nolan is.
Yeah.
It's, I like that they keep bringing that in because it was a serious moment and Conrad was looking very angsty at that moment. And then Irving came in and lightened it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Jeanette, how do you like the locker room scene, speaking of?
I mean, I'm not going to dislike it, right? I mean... No.
Oh yeah, it sucked.
The shower scene was hot too.
God, the shower scene was.
Thank you for warning me about that ahead of time.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't explicit or anything.
No, but I was
shouting it.
I would have been more. I would have been more like ah if I was not prepared ahead of time that it was coming.
I just liked him. Here she was like, "Hold on, we haven't seen each other in a while. We need you for a minute."
I do like that it was her sister. Who got into her head about that, about the need to self-care.
Yeah.
Or, you know, not self-care, but.
Well, I mean, sort
it's of. Self-care, all right.
It's self-care.
It was more like Devin care. It was like partner care.
No, no, but she.
I'm
she
making myself really uncomfortable.
Well, you don't know. Devin never mind. You don't know what went on in that shower. It will make Maureen really uncomfortable.
Devin took care of her. So technically that is self-care.
I made this happen. I made this conversation happen and I deeply regret it.
We're bad influences on you.
So the one scene when they were in the pharmacy, I did not think that dude was actually going to stab himself in the neck. I was like, okay, Devin and Connor, they're going to talk him down. And then he did it. Yep. And I actually, my daughter is grounded from TV right now because she was late on some homework. She was a week and a half late. And she lied to me about it. So she's grounded from TV. There you go. My little shout out for you.
You're so tough.
But she's in the dining room doing her homework and I'm in the living room watching The Resident on Hulu the day after, and I had just finished texting to our group chat, that dude better not do what he's, because I didn't know who watched it, so I was like, that dude better not do what I think he's gonna do, what he's starting to do, and then he did it. I went, oh! And Maya was like, what happened? Wait, what happened? You are grounded from the TV, ma'am. you do not get to know right now.
You're teasing her, watching it right in the next room where she can hear everything that's going and on.
Technically like two rooms away, there's a kitchen between us. I just gasped really loudly.
That came out of left field to me, though. I was really surprised by that when he actually like sliced himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then how sad the man doesn't even actually have to.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. You know what it just proves is that you always listen to Conrad Hawkins.
So you always get a second opinion. Yeah. This is like, I mean, you got to do it. That's scary.
Although it was Devin and Irving who were like, no, you don't need that medication yet. We'll get you a referral, whatever. But I mean, that referral would have sent him to an oncologist where he would have gotten a second opinion too.
Yeah.
Once again, my man Irving, he got it.
I like when they were in there though, and they're like, it's the patient you brought in. She's going to get mad at Conrad for bringing in a patient to a hospital now? That's not going to work.
You brought a troublemaker to our hospital, so you got to deal with it.
That felt on Conrad like too, and he's like, "Yeah, right. I am a doctor." Can you just start asking him tests and asking him like health questions rather than just being like, "I am a doctor"? Because you live in Atlanta in a big city. There could be. I'm in a New Girl kick. I'm binge watching New Girl right now for like the 5,000th time. And I don't know if you guys know Outside Dan. Who's the homeless guy who lives outside their apartment. He claims to be a lot of things, but he is not. So I mean, what, saying I'm a doctor isn't really, that man should not have taken, as soon as someone says I'm a doctor, I'm like, I'm going to go in a different direction right now.
I'm going to need some proof of that somehow. I don't know.
But I guess the guy was desperate. It was just, no. There's two lines that really bugged me. It was that one. And then when Devin said, you and Nick are always in our prayers or thoughts.
Did anyone else find it weird that, like, at the beginning, Gigi was like, are you going to the hospital where mommy used to work? But, like, he used to work there, too. It wasn't just Nick.
Probably because he quit working there relatively soon after she was born because he wanted to be that home dad. So he would tell her about, hey, this is where mommy worked. That's my guess.
He's probably just mentioned her. I agree. I thought it would have been better if she said where you and mommy used to work.
But. Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that was another thing that was weird too, because when she said it that way, then you got, that's what gave me the impression that he stopped working there shortly after Nick died, like a year or so maybe. But then when he goes back into the hospital, the way they're talking, especially with the, we think of you and Nick every day, like it gives you the impression that he didn't quit that long ago. So like, I'm still not sure, even though they spent the whole episode telling us information, I'm still not sure when he left.
I got the impression he left pretty soon after.
I got that from the opening scene, but then when he's at the hospital and talking with him when he first arrives with that patient, that dialogue between him and the medical staff there, it was like, well, wait, did you leave that long ago?
They said it was like 4 months.
They said it had been a month since they had seen him last.
Yeah. But I got the impression every once in a while he brings people there.
And that's when he said it was an asthma patient that he brought in a month ago. It was the last time he saw him.
Yeah.
The only thing about the Gigi line that I could think of possibly is that they were trying to build it up. Like she saying, I said that weird. But anyway, her saying that, are you going to the hospital where mommy used to work at? And then his next line was, you know, I don't work at the hospital anymore. So like, unless it was like, they were trying to lead us up to the fact, like telling us that Conrad didn't work there anymore. Yeah. And they were trying, like, I don't know, like trying to trip us up a little bit.
They were telling us instead of showing us.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought that line was weird.
Again, this was a fun episode to watch and we liked it. We like seeing the new characters. We like seeing the new dynamics.
We're just critical people. We do this to everything. Yeah, I don't know.
We're not critical. We're analytical.
There you go.
I do. Also, Summer Selby coming back next week. That's exciting.
Yes.
Woo, woo. Yes.
It's going to be so stressful because what's going to happen though?
I know.
Maybe like that'll. No, maybe that'll knock AJ off his high horse. He'll have to turn to somebody else while his mom is dying.
Yeah. Mama will knock some sense into him here, you know, like.
I'm so glad she's coming back. And she didn't even say anything in the group about it. She's so humble. I like her.
She commented in the group on the one when we were talking about like the new episode coming out. She was asking which episode it was.
She did.
But she didn't say anything about her like being in like, oh hey, I'll be in the next one or anything like that.
That's probably why she was asking though.
About. We'll have to make sure to put a post out about it.
Yeah. I missed her interview and that makes me sad. She needs to come back.
You were on it. How did you, we did that a long time ago. How did you not hear it yet?
I listened to it. I wasn't on it. So I didn't get to talk to her.
She was the one who called us analytical as hell.
Oh, there you go.
So if it's someone on the show telling us that, then that's our title. We just break down everything.
We do.
But we also talk about the good things. Let's have some good things. They can talk about. I do love that Padma's gonna live in a van.
Yes.
Part of me hopes it's by a river.
I'm excited to see.
I'm excited to see what she brings to the thing because I liked her a lot. I was a little scared to be honest because I was iffy about Leela at first, and now I love her because of Devin. But like, I wasn't really sure how I'd feel about like her sister being on and like things being more about her. But I think that she's gonna bring like a good side of Leela out, maybe like the more spontaneous side, because they're like complete opposites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think she's gonna be a really good influence on Leela. I mean, we see her already go to Devin to have private time, and then we see her get in the van and sleep while her sister drives to. I want to know where they're going real bad. I want to know where they went. I hope they show that next episode, like them getting into some sort of not trouble per se, mm-hmm. but just to see Leela let loose in wherever they're at.
Yeah.
So we've already seen Padma bring that set out in her a little bit and convict her. And I think that Leela, because she's known Leela all her life, obviously knows how to speak to her to get that result better than anybody else does. And I think that Leela needs that because she's constantly having to prove herself.
Did Leela take off work to spend the day with Padma, or was she supposed to be off?
They didn't say. She just said, I have the day off tomorrow.
Because I kind of, after Padma had that conversation with her, I kind of thought that maybe, like, she requested to have the day off since they were talking about how she's never home and blah, 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 blah.
That's what I thought, too, but they didn't say one way or the other if that was the case. Too slow to shut off. Also, I like how Padma dresses.
Mm-hmm. They're both beautiful.
Oh, yeah. You have to be pretty brilliant and amazing to be able to tell them apart, though. I'll tell you that much.
That's true. We'll never live it down.
No.
We argued with you. I mean, I know. Like, me and Tiffany both, I watched her face. We were like, we just showed you. It's her.
My favorite is Tiffany going, all three of us just told you you were wrong. Like, yeah. Yeah, you did.
That did not age well.
No. Let that be a lesson.
Is she supposed to be a series regular now, or is she just like in
they
one or two?
Said she was joining the cast, but the way her dialogue was, it sounded like she might be more of a sporadic character.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I think she's joined the team, but in kind of the same way maybe that Nurse Jessica has.
Yeah, it's going to be another one that we fall in love with and they fade into the background and we never see them again.
But I mean, Jessica started off far and then she came close and then she went far and then she came close again. And I think that they're just going to kind of pull her in as they need her to knock sense into Leela or something.
Yeah.
Because we already missed the entire 2 months she was there.
I know.
All right, predictions for next week.
I
wanted to smack Trevor's smug face though. In that preview, yeah. I don't even know what happened, but just the way he was smirking at Devin, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, see, I liked Trevor when he first came on, but then I'm like, you see you, like, give an attitude to mm-hmm. my boy Devin. I'm going to feel about it.
This is going to be another Theo-style situation.
Don't mess with my boy over here.
I think it's hilarious how much you like Devin, because he's, like, the complete opposite of the usual guys that you fall for.
He's very wholesome.
It's looks wise though for him. Like, I love a tall, dark, and handsome man. Like,
he's beautiful. He got me. So, what do we think is coming?
Not wholesome.
Yes, he is.
No, I know that I like some wholesome guys. Oh. Styles is wholesome.
Yeah, but Styles also went on a psychotic break there.
I liked
for a
him
while.
Before that. I just happened to like him then as well.
And more?
Not more. No.
Those are some of your favorite scenes is when he is that thing.
Because I think he's a great actor and I love like seeing that happen. But I prefer my regular Styles. Do I like any other wholesome? Now y'all got me thinking. Do I not like anybody who's wholesome?
No, you don't. Peter is your other favorite on that show. He's clearly not a wholesome guy.
I'm running through all of our groups in my head. No, you're right.
Well, Coach Taylor. You don't really have a favorite one. Oh yeah, Coach Taylor. Tim Riggins does that.
Tim Riggins is not wholesome, so.
So, Shelby and Tiffany, you haven't said what you think are coming down the line for the resident in the next episode.
I haven't watched the preview for next week yet, so I don't really know.
But what do you want? What do you have your theories about based off of the episode alone?
I'm hoping that Padma's in there still. I kind of like her with AJ. I think they're kind of cute. I want to see a lot more Kit. A lot more Devin and Leela, Conrad and Daddy Mode.
I want to see a lot more of that too.
Wholesome Daddy Mode, not Zaddy Mode.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I just like seeing him be a dad to her.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I'm kind of excited to see Trevor again, but like, I'm also worried because of Billy being the chief, like, if she'll be able to handle herself, like, having him as working under her.
Well, that's the other thing. It's been 3 years. We don't know what's transpired between them. Because there's got to be a reason he chose Chastain.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
I mean, he could have chosen just to be a jerk, but it was just entirely possible. But That's a lot of effort to go through to just poke someone repeatedly.
Yeah, because I mean, technically, with her being the chief, she could deny his.
Well, he's not going to surgery, though. She's chief of surgery. He's under Devin. He's a doctor.
Okay.
He said that's what the preview showed. He was in the green scrubs or the blue scrubs.
Okay.
Whatever color scrubs there. I don't know. I don't know why I brought up the color because I don't know what colors they were. Tiffany, what do you want to see happen?
I want more backstory of what we missed throughout the years. I'm really lost on a few things. So I want more of that.
Even like photographs or something. Like if they have
anything.
Photographs like up on the wall. Giving us anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yes. That's what I want. I want to know what we missed these last 3 years. I don't like missing stuff. I'm a control freak, so I like to know what's happened.
Okay. It was a good episode. And again, we just want to remind you that our job, or what we view our job as, because we don't actually get paid to do this, we just really like doing it. Our job is to dissect every aspect of this show. And we've said this before, we'll say it again, we'll sing it from the rooftops. We only do this to shows we love because they are so good. And we need to find something to talk about. And this is how we talk it through. This is how we talk it out. So even though we're saying things that bothered us or we didn't like about the episode, it does not mean that the writing's bad. It doesn't mean the show sucks. It doesn't mean the acting is bad. That's just what we do. We just dissect because we want to get in the heads of these characters. We want to get in the head of these writers. And we want to be there on that set as much as we can be with, you know, not real people. So that's why we do it the way we do it. So we're not saying the show's bad. In fact, if you have not seen The Resident yet and you're watching it, listening to our podcast or watching it on YouTube for some other show, man, go watch The Resident. It's good. Make sure you start from season one. Yes, you can start from season five, but you won't get the full buildup of all these awesome characters that have been there from the jump. So go back and watch The Resident. You can binge it on Hulu. It's on Fox. If you've got Fox, you can watch, I think you can watch all the seasons on the Fox Now app, can't you? Or even on Fox.com. I think you can watch all the seasons on there.
I think so.
So two avenues you can watch it. It airs on Tuesdays, 8/7 Central. Super good show. Really worth it. Tomorrow we have a special surprise for you. And it is, we got to interview one of the cast members. You may have heard us mention it once or twice. Tasso Feldman plays Dr. Irving Feldman. And his interview will be out tomorrow. So watch for that. It'll come out Monday, 6 p.m. Central tomorrow. And make sure you watch all the way until the video stops, because we have a little surprise for you at the end. So just make sure you watch all the way through past the goodbyes. If you want to reach out to us on anything we talked about or anything you disagree with us on, or maybe you want to tell us, hey, stop being such crabbies, then reach out to us. Crabbies is not the word I meant to say there, but that's just the word that came out of my mouth. Reach us at our email at familyfanclub2021@gmail.com. Join our resident group we have on Facebook. It's the Resident Chastain Family Fan Club. We have a lot of fun games in there. We have a lot of activities. We got some new mods that are put on some really good posts. And if you just want a community where you can talk about this show and vent your frustrations or rejoice in them, join that group. We've got some of the cast and crew are sneaky behind the scenes in that group. So come on in there. Join us there. You can find us on all of our social medias, which is Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, under Family Fan Clubs. Nope, under Fandom Family Chats. We just switched them over to Fandom Family Chats. So that's who we are now. And that's all we got for you today on episode 6. Wednesday, well, I guess we have Monday, there's an interview with Tasso Feldman. Wednesday, Grey's Anatomy is back. Well, Grey's Anatomy was back. It's time of recording, but you will see our episode on Wednesday, so watch out for that. And until next Sunday, we'll see you then. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.